Welcome everybody to Shiur number 1368, and the writing is Shiur number 520520. Getting back to our Halachas Brachos. Okay, we are talking about the halachas of when one has to wash their hands. We're sort of coming to the end, not too much more to go. Then I hope, Bezras Hashem, to start the halachas of Kadima Bebrachas, the order of priority of Brachas, which is something which we did do actually about a year ago. Number one, it's a complicated subject. I think it's important that we review it again. Number two, it was a year ago, and it's very, very important. This is something that comes up all the time. The priority of Brachas, you know, what Bracha to make first and so on, and we did have a lot of questions at that time, so we want to sort of like fine comb it again, Bezras Hashem. So I hope to do that, you know, once we're done, which hopefully is not going to be too much more with the halachas of washing one's hands. So the question is, if one has to enter a bathroom, not in order to relieve themselves, but merely to take out a tissue or to take out a piece of clean toilet paper, right? So the question is, do you have to wash your hands in that case? So in general, we're going to say that now in the modern day bathrooms, for various different reasons, we're not going to get into right now, one would not have to wash their hands. The question is more, you know, well, do we say maybe the piece of clean toilet paper or the tissue, maybe there's ruach ra on that? So no, we say, so that is not a problem. Whether it's one takes out, we'll see shortly, water, they take out water from the bathroom, or they'll take out toilet paper, pieces, you know, clean toilet paper or tissue, something like that, that would not have ruach ra on it. And in general, quite a number of poskim do say that nowadays, you know, modern day bathrooms are, for various different reasons, are used for other things and so on. It's not like it used to be, so it is a little bit different. One would, in general, would not wash their hands. Now, the same thing, the same would apply, hold true, if one does not have any access to water, right? And have to take out water from the bathroom, they have to take out water from the bathroom sink. One would not, for whatever reason, have to, you know, wash my hands or have to wash nevas. I want to take it out of the bathroom. So one would not have to wash their hands from bringing out the water, and the water itself would not be an issue. The water which is taken out of the bathroom, like we said, out of the bathroom sink, could be used to wash one's hands for either bread or to remove rachmra, right, need be. It's always better, of course, it's always better to wash with an outside sink, but if sometimes that's the only sink a person has, so many times what one might do is to take out the water, they'll get the water from the bathroom, and it could be used to wash one's hands for bread or to remove the rachmra, washing alternately. You know, three times right, left, right, left, right, left, like we've been talking about, then they would do that outside the bathroom in the case of the rachmra. The reason that this is so is because of the fact that there's no rachra which resides in the water. In other words, why? Well, maybe we'll say, well, maybe water from the bathroom is a problem. No, so we say that's not an issue because even in bathrooms, we're not going to get into it right now, but even in bathroom where it could be a problem of rachra, but be it as it may, the water itself or the tissue or whatever the case might be, that would be fine. That's not a problem. There are some authorities who do hold that one may actually wash their hands in the bathroom, but only in a pressing need. That's really not the best thing to do. Need be, there are opinions that would say such a thing in case somebody has to wash their hands in the bathroom. But one thing we do want to keep in mind, of course, any type of bracha that's made, whether it's the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim for bread or the Tilas Yadayim for washing negel v'asim rach, getting rid of the rach ra, any type of bracha, of course, must be made outside of the bathroom. But there is some wiggle room. Again, it's in a time of pressing need, we try and use an outside sink, but need be, even washing in the bathroom, according to some poskim, not everybody will see down the road, could be done need be. But the main thing out of today's shiur, I just want to bring out that the poskim do say that actual items which come out of the bathroom, like the clean piece of toilet paper, tissue, the sink from the water, something along those lines, will not be an issue of rachra. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.